don't you think it's about time? I mean, don't you think it's about time? You know, it's like taking a trip from New York to L.A. You know, you pack all your stuff first thing in the morning, you throw it in the car and take off across the George Washington Bridge, out across New Jersey, past the little towns and the farms and the pastures with the cows and the horses in them. And about noontime, you're in Scranton, Pennsylvania, hunting around for a lunch stop. So you pull in and you have some lunch. Well, after lunch, you figure, well, I don't want to go right back out on the road again. So you take a walk down by the river. Watch the water flowing by. Sun's warm, sky's blue, the birds are singing. So you lean back there in the field and you take a snooze. Well, late in the afternoon, you wake up, you go, yikes, I better get going. So you hop in your car and you take off. All right, now here's a point I want to make here, see? For a few short moments there, you forgot about where you came from and forgot about where you was going because you was living in the here and the now. All right. So you drive all night. The next day, about noon, you're hunting around for another lunch stop there in Hannibal, Missouri. Your final lunch stop, you pull in, you start eating. You think, Hannibal, Missouri? Wait a second, man. This is Mark Twain's hometown. Wow. So you go running out of there after lunch and look around where Mark used to live and write his stuff. You walk down the same streets where Tom and Huck walked down. You see the white fence Tom got his friends to paint up there on the hill as a cave where Tom and Becky got lost and found Injun Joe. You say, wow, man, I think I'll stay here for the night. So the next morning you get up, you take a ride in a riverboat. 3-4 days later, you say, well, I guess I'll get back on the road again, get going where I was headed. There you are, see? You forgot for a longer amount of time where you came from and where you was going because you was living in the here and the now. All right. Well, this happens all the way across the country. Each lunch stop, you stay a little longer. Till finally, someplace in New Mexico, pull into a lunch stop, you're eating your lunch, and you say, that's it. That is it. I ain't moving from this spot. So you go around, you start looking around the town. You start meeting the people. You get involved in the education, in the politics. You get involved in the arts and the entertainment, in the sports. You get a job. You get married, build a house, raise a family. You join a religion. And pretty soon, you've forgotten completely where you came from. And you've forgotten completely where you was going because you're living in the here and the now in this town. Until one day some guy comes along and says, hey, I know you from New York. I say, New York? Get out of here. He says, yeah, you was living there. You was taking a trip to L.A. And he says, get out of here, pal. Listen, I was born here. I live here. I'm going to die here. See, you totally forgot where you came. I totally forgot where you was going. You've been living in the here and the now in this town. You got all involved in it. All right, you get the idea. All right, now let's take a little larger view. The eighth, the whale, the whole eighth here, is a lunch stop. That's right. You started from someplace way over there and was going to another place way over there in the galaxy. About noon, you're hunting around for a lunch stop. You find, you see this little planet down here. You fly in, you stop, and you go, wow, would you look at this place? This is gorgeous also. Wow, the sky is blue. There's fresh air to breathe. The sun is warm. There's animals and green trees and meadows and rivers and oceans. There's cities and all these people and all this production going on. This is great. I'm going to stay right here. All right, so you start getting involved in the education and the politics. You get involved in the arts and the entertainment, the sports. You get a job. You raise a family. You join a religion. And pretty soon, you see, you totally forgot where you came from, totally forgot where you was going, because you've been living in the here and the now. So one day, some guy comes along and says, hey, I remember you from the home planet. You say, the home planet? What are you talking about? He says, yeah, you was going to go way over there on the other side of the galaxy. And you say, what? What are you talking about, man? What is it, science fiction? Get out of here. Listen, I was born here, I live here, I'm going to die here. Because you totally forgot where you came from, where you was going. You gotten all involved in everything, weren't you? Well, don't you think it's about time? Don't you think it's about time you had them add up your tab? You pay it up and get out of here. I mean, how many hamburgers can you eat? I've had it up to here with their apple pie. Well, that's what I got them doing. They're adding up my tabs. Going to take a while. It's a long one. Second they got it added up, I pay for it. And I'm back in the ship, and I am out of here, pal. I'll tell you what, I'd advise you all to do the same thing. And I'll tell you what, I'll meet your fighter up the line there. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, maybe at the next lunch stop, huh?